They say last year he what his horse every morning.
He fed him.
Yeah, or he got on him and he
rode him.
Okay. They say I have never
ridden.
Okay. And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say I fell
off.
Okay. And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say I must have
fell off.
Okay. The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect
him. Shoe.
You call, yeah, the full name for that is?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And the name for the game that you play with these?
The pitch horseshoes.
Okay. And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoe.
Hoof.
Okay. And an olive horse has four.
Legs.
And four of these.
Shoes.
Yeah.
And, hoofs.
Okay. And talking about sheep, the female sheep is the
young,
and the male is the
buck.
Okay, is that where you play?
Yeah, that's always been used, I guess, or maybe the ram.
Okay. Would you say buck was more polite
yes,
than ram?
Yes, I would now.
Okay. And the things that sheep have on their backs.
Wool.
Huh?
Wool.
Okay. And I talk about hogs. The male hog is the
boar.
Okay. And what if he's been castrated?
Bar.
Okay. And a little one when it's first born is called a
pig.
Okay. And when they get a little older, they're a
shoat.
About how old is a shoat?
You call him a shoat and he gets 60 to 100 pounds.
How many months old? What is that?
3 months.
Okay. And then a female, when it grows up, is a
a gilt.
Okay, and then after she's been bred?
Sow.
Okay. Are there any other names?
Bred gilt.
Yeah.
Bred gilts or sows. Or
are there any other terms for, like, the male hog when it's been castrated when it's young? Is, do you use the same word for that that you use for one that's been castrated when it was older? Or can
well,
you think of any other words?
Yes. Okay. And after he's old, he's called a stag.
When he's been castrated?
After he's been serving the sows, well, then after they castrate him, he's called a stag.
Okay, so it's a different word then from...
Well, they used to call them... Well, I reckon they've always called them stags.
Okay. And the things, the stiff hairs that hogs have on their back?
Bristle.
Okay. And the big teeth that a hog
has? Tush.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for a hog?
Well, a hog feeder.
Yeah. Okay, what about just I'm not thinking of
a trough?
Yeah. Okay. Suppose you had three or four of these. You'd say you had three or four
hog troughs.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Yeah. Wild hog.
Okay.
Wild boar they call them.
Okay. And okay, talking about the word castrated, are there any other expressions
cut
besides that? Okay. Any others?
Now that's only two end of
them. Okay, like alter or trim or change?
Well, they call them trimmers.
Okay, and the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
He bellers.
Okay, and the noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
She moves.
Okay, and the noise that a horse makes?
He snickers.
Okay, and say he has some horses and mules and cows and so on. When they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and feed the...
horses, the stock.
Okay. And if you had some hens and turkeys and geese and so on, you'd say you had to go out and feed the...
the flock.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
Okay. And a place where you keep chickens?
The brooder.
Okay. What about a place that's smaller just for the mother, hens, and the chicks?
Nest.
Okay. I'm thinking of something... it's, well, just think of some other shelters for them.
Hen house?
Yeah.